thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
It was turning into a busy morning at the United Auto Workers Local 276 headquarters near the GM plant. The receptionist fielded numerous calls from members mostly asking the same thing.
The strike was ended this morning at 3:05 a.m. Detroit time. We don't have any details on the national agreement. We don't know if you're going to receive strike pay. That decision will be made by the international. They have not told us. Are you on production or skilled trades?
Longtime plant worker Frank Andriola was happy with the news and as surprised by the strike's end as with its beginning.
Because I figured once we were out, you're out at least for a while. If it got to that point where they took us out on strike, things got bad. You couldn't think they could settle it this fast. So we'll have to wait for the details now.
Published reports indicate the union will now oversee unfunded retiree health costs, while GM will give bonuses and pay raises to some workers, hire more, and invest in U.S. operations. Newer workers, though, will likely earn less. Arlington plant employees like 27-year veteran Karen Spencer will study the details of the tentative deal before deciding if she'll approve it or not.
We're fighting for our benefits for the retirees because, you know, hopefully one day I'll be able to retire. And I want to make sure that we have the funds and the benefits for retirees and also the job security. For us, you know, this has been a blessing for me to be working here, but also we want to keep our jobs, you know, for other people, for other, you know, the younger generation, you know, that also that they be able to raise their families like we raised ours.
Local merchants like Harry Trong at the Super Safe convenience store right across from the plant called this a good day. He depends on a healthy GM for a healthy livelihood.
I'm happy they come back to work. You know, everybody happy. Everybody come back, everybody happy, you know.
Other nearby merchants echoed Trong's comments, saying business dropped way off during the brief strike. Contract details are expected in a few days after union leaders learn of them first in Michigan. Then the rank and file will vote the new deal up or down. UAW President Ron Gettelfinger was confident of its ratification. GM CEO Rick Wagner said the agreement would help improve the company's competitiveness and let GM maintain a strong U.S. presence with significant future investments. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.